And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Fentimans Botanically Brewed Beverages.
Now, as requested by Gwillem, we're giving ourselves some goat as the bed.
Fuck, I love goat. Great band.
Hey, welcome to the Beer Who Studio. We've got Tom, we've got Gwillem here. We've got some Fentimans Botanically Brewed Beverages, which are proving themselves to be quite a valuable addition to the Cocktail Corner scenario. Tom made a wicked Tito's Mule last week, which was very simple. Just two ingredients, just some Fentimans ginger beer.
Yeah.
And some good vodka. And it was delicious.
And that ginger beer, the best thing about it, it's already got the lime added, so you don't even need to fork out that $25 for that half a lime you need. Like, boom. Game changer.
Done.
Game changer.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get weird tonight. We've got some pink rhubarb tonic. Pink rhubarb tonic.
That sounds inviting.
Some scapegrace and some quick brown fox. So we're kicking it kiwi with a little bit of a UK intervention in there.
Is this like a are we innovating new territory as far as cocktails go, or is this based on a classic?
This is some new territory shit right now. So everyone knows the G&T, but how many people know the Turbo G&T?
Turbo G&T?
Turbo G&T.
Like a G&T with a coffee liqueur in it? Is that
Hundies.
Like, what the hell is going on?
Mate, you wait till you taste it. It's a taste sensation.
All right.
You know, it's like everyone loves espresso martinis, but like the thing you're missing from the espresso martini is like, you know, when you're like hungry and you're wearing your Nike polo and you're hanging outside SPQR, you kind of want to have that espresso martini experience, but you might want a gin and tonic rather than an espresso martini.
At me.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought, isn't it don't at me? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we bring this up into the Cocktail Corner scenario, but we've just done some posts on social media on the 95 BFM Drive Facebook and Instagram. Big Hungry's wearing a Nike polo. Someone just phoned.
We've covered my pants. Now someone just, my shirt. I can't wait for my face.
A listener has just phoned to complain about the fact you're wearing a Nike polo.
Oh, it's secondhand. It's a thrift shop find. It was $5. I thought I was this massive genius up here. I'm wearing Nike, got feeler on the feet. No one knows what's going on. It's crazy.
The listener was very concerned and wanted to know why BFM was changing so much and felt uncomfortable listening to the show, knowing that you are now brought to you by the main sponsor of Tiger Woods.
Turn and face the strange.
Hey, he's got to wear something when he's out, you know, with the other blokes on the golf course, you know, talking shit.
I love golf, by the way.
All right,
see, BFM is changing.
Should we take a call during this segment?
Probably not, but yes.
Yeah.
Hello, BFM.
One question Big Hungry's got to ask himself. Is he a walking billboard?
What? Yeah, he's really willing to sponsor? I'll wear a t-shirt.
Well, Nike's not paying you, mate.
Yeah, but if you miss the story, I'm not paying Nike either.
Well, you... No, you...
All right, mate, thanks. Get out of there, eh? That felt good.
Okay, Gwillem, how do we make this drink?
We're going to drive straight into this, so...
We're on that
money shot scapegrace gin. Everything we have tonight has a cork. So we're going to start off with 30 mils. 30 mils of gin. So just whack that in the bottom of your glass. Like
we're not
messing around today. We're just going for speed, efficiency, and just general turbo.
Look,
exactly.
Will from the news. He knows how to operate Cocktail Corners, figured it out. Not many other news teamers have figured out that you just come in the studio and you get a drink made for you.
And it's even better when you BYO glass. Yeah. Like, it just makes my life so much more efficient.
Big fan of General Turbo.
General Turbo, yeah. So again, now we've got another cork in there.
Okay, so what's
this
one?
That was a different bottle, though. Can we just... Is it different acoustics?
I'll put it back in and we can try it again.
I think you should, if anyone remembers the first pop. Right, a little more stout.
It's a bit high-pitched pop. So now we're going to go with 15 mils of the lovely coffee liqueur.
Well, how powerful is this?
Like, it's only 20%.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The gin's like a cheeky 42, so like, it's enough to get you a little turbo, but not enough to like.
So the quick brown fox is definitely focusing on the coffee aspect.
Hundies.
Yeah, cool.
And like, it's you know, it makes it a pretty good colour. Like, it just, you can put this in your glass tech like keep cup, and everyone just thinks you're drinking ginger ale rather than worrying about the fact that you might be snatching some sort of strained other beverage.
A sleeper.
Exactly. Cheeky sleeper.
We'll just spike that bad boy in the coffee in the morning straight away.
Gee whiz.
That's the way to do it.
Action man.
Yep.
We're getting a little Dero here this Arvo.
Responsibly.
I forgot to bring the old ice carrying manoeuvres. So you know. But it's going for maximum.
Oh, you mean you're scooting? I don't mind.
You're just.
I would have liked if you took your ring off. Maybe I'd feel better.
No, man, everything's better with a skull.
You're just scooping in ice into the built drink. This is a very DIY. Do it at home.
I think there's a bigger story here in the fact that Willem might be the Punisher.
So. I might be the what?
I didn't say anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm just waiting for that cocktail.
Is it like a DC?
Ice is going in the glass.
Are we DC or Marvel?
He's our Punisher, but I don't know if he's the Punisher.
I was going for more Phantom. You know, he just has a way better outfit. That purple, man. That purple.
That movie, though.
Ooh. Okay, so
a little creepy.
We've got in the quick brown
really
fox.
Zane is
we've got in the
like
we've got in the scapegrace. Right?
Yeah.
Added some ice. Now you're topping off with some Phantom.
Just me with Billy Zane.
But hey, you should listen to your friend Billy Zane.
Yo.
So we're like, now we just top it up. We just top it up with the.
Oh
with
look,
pink,
it's I love
pink
the pink color.
The pinky is out as well. Let it be known.
The best thing is, like, you get this great little pink foam on the top.
Sorry about stroking your pinky, Tom.
Cup to my pinky, I appreciate it.
That's some Tomchi kind of action right there. Oh yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's almost come.
I'm excited for this one.
So it comes like this great little orangey sort of color.
Oh, I didn't want to say it because we
it's like kind of looks like iced tea.
There you go.
This is real. This is kind of we pride ourselves on our high class outward appearance to the Auckland public, but this is a real flat situation with the glassware in here. They're all shapes and sizes. Come one, come all. Oh, and a garnish with a wedge of lemon.
Orange.
Chris oh, with gone. Orange.
But orange.
These little Phantomen bottles might be just too small for a bong, but
where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right.
It could be a travel bong. You know, when you're on the run.
From the law or?
Just in general. But the other thing we're doing is, because, like, shit, why would you want to make more dishes? We're just going to give these a little stir with the old knife-a-rooney.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can wipe all that liquid back in there, because you don't want to waste that delicious juice.
Yeah.
No,
don't give us the tallest ones. We're by the equipment.
That's the point.
Okay, sweet.
We've got the most risky of the glasses.
All right.
Kind of looks Long Island-y now.
Exactly.
Well, it smells like a Jaffa.
It does. So you get that little caramel undertone, little coffee.
We could probably make a sting out of that.
On that rhubarb tip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Let the record show everyone's having a sip at the moment.
Look, to be honest, I think that's a damn taste to drop.
That's because it's really
like
chocolatey.
A Loch Ness vibe. It's like, what's under there? You know what I
mean? Sink into the black velvet, man.
I love this. This is like, if you're at home and you had these ingredients and you were just like taking a punt and you made this at home, you'd be like, I've just made a game-changing cocktail with the ingredients that I've got at home.
And they just made the same one on air. Oh my God, I'm fucking buzzing out, bro. Double rainbow.
It's totally like that. You walk into the bar and you go, hey man, I've made this drink for my friends the other night and it's called the Big Hungry. Like, do you think if you got the ingredients, we can make this? Yeah. And like you stand there and you like explain it to the bartender in great depth and he goes, oh, you just want a turbo gin and tonic and you have your dreams crushed.
I really just thought about the last time I spewed though.
Too many espresso martinis outside his Picuran and Nike Polo, clearly.
That reminds me of our DJ set outside his Picuran, John, on that platform.
Oh, it's great.
When they closed off Ponsonby Road because the parade couldn't happen, but they had to have a parade anyway kind of thing.
Who doesn't love a parade?
They invited John and I, and we had a great DJ set. Big ups, SPQR, I guess.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
What do we think, guys?
I just gave my slice of orange a bit of a squeeze.
A bit of a...
And I think I've hit the sweet spot.
Nice.
With just that extra bit of citrus in it.
Yeah.
It's delicious. I think, you know, like Big Hungry raised a valid point that the coffee liqueur gives it like a real nice bit of body, which is delicious.
A little viscosity which just sits on the tongue and just makes it really linger and drives it home.
And an upper, let it be known.
As turbos you like. How much scapegrace was in there again, Gwil?
Just 30 mils. So it's enough to make it punchy, but not enough to make you like sit on your couch and
tell
just
the whole
out.
Story, I reckon, real quick, like quick recap what's going on in the screen.
Ingredients.
Right. Yep. We got some scapegrace New Zealand gin, best gin in the world. So cheeky little number made down in Christchurch. You can go have some of their head office in Parnell if you get bored.
Wow.
Then we have the quick brown fox, jumped over the lazy dog, lovely New Zealand made organic coffee liqueur. Last but not least, Phantomen's pink rhubarb tonic water.
It's quite a strange combo when you list it like that, but it, ladies and gentlemen, works in the glass.
It's sometimes the things you don't think are going to work are the things that work the best. It's like Fernet and Coke. It makes no sense. And you try it, and you're kind of like, I'll drink it.
Will from the news, what do you reckon? What's your verdict?
It's good.
High praise. High praise from Will from the news. Coming in deep.
All right. Hey, cheers.
What I think we need to do is the standard sort of BFM thing now. We ask the audience to name it.
Oh, yeah, you can name this. We've actually, Gwilym, we can sweeten the deal because we do have a double pass to the Hollywood to give away for the best name. Whew. We've also got a double pass to the Upbeats, who are playing at Morning People. If you want a bit of drum and bass in the morning, next Wednesday they're performing 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. So if you, or even if you just want to, if you don't want any of those prizes and you just want to name the drink, you think you've got what it takes. 5395 is the number to text, or 309-3879 is the number to call.
Ooh wee.
All right, hey, Gwilym and Tom, thank you very much. Thank you to Fentimans, proving themselves once again to be delicious.
We try.
It's been Cheers, a pleasure.
I don't know what happened then. Cheers, boys.
Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Fentimans Botanically Brewed Beverages.
I was going to say botanical, and I didn't. Botanical.